What's your favorite band? Why is it your favorite band? The music you like says a lot about you. It's not just a matter of how cool you are. Your playlist actually reveals a lot about your brain. It's a window into your personality and into the unique mental structures that make you, you. It's hard to imagine a better person to chart this terrain than Susan Rogers, who's not only a legendary music producer and engineer, but also a PhD neuroscientist. She's written a new book called This Is What It Sounds Like, What the Music You Love Says About You, along with neuroscientist Ogi Ogus. Their book brings together the latest research on how brains process music with behind-the-scenes tales of Susan's work with Prince and other artists. Here's Susan to share five big ideas from the book.
Hi, I'm Susan Rogers, a record producer, audio engineer, and cognitive neuroscientist. I'm best known for the records I've made with the artist Prince, but I've gone on to study music perception. Now, I've written a book on music listening for music lovers who, like me, don't play or write or sing. The book is called This Is What It Sounds Like, What the Music You Love Says About You. It describes the listener profile, the brain response to music that is as unique to each one of us as our taste in food or fashion or romantic partners. It may sound funny to say it, but I've been a professional listener my whole adult life. Together with my co-author, the neuroscientist Ogi Ogus, we aim to get you closer to the music you love and to discover some things about yourself, too. Here are five insights into the listener profile. 1. Listening is not the same as hearing. Listening to music, attending to what works and doesn't work in a song, feeling its rhythms and melodies as if they were a part of your body, like your fingers and hips, is an indispensable component of what music is. By perceiving, feeling, and reacting to the many dimensions of a song, a listener closes the creative circle and completes the musical experience. Becoming a musical listener requires curiosity, effort, and love. But it requires something else, too, understanding and embracing your unique identity as a music listener. 2. Neuroscience describes 7 aesthetic and musical dimensions that can each independently give you a pleasurable reward from music listening. These 7 dimensions are A. Authenticity. This is the subjective impression of how genuine and sincere the music feels. Where does it sound to you as though the expressive performance gestures seem to come from? Perhaps the performer's head? Maybe it's coming straight from the heart or the hips. B. Realism. Realism is the opposite of abstraction. Realistic records are played on actual instruments familiar enough that you can picture them in your mind's eye. Abstract records are created on virtual instruments that exist only in computer code. Do you prefer music played on instruments that you know, or do your listening rewards come from virtual instruments that fire up your imagination? C. Novelty. Novelty is your perception of music's originality. Some listeners prefer familiar musical forms that let them savor nuanced arrangements or virtuoso technique, while other listeners prefer being challenged by musical innovation and stylistic daring. D. Melody. Music evolved to reflect humans' emotional lives. Melody does the heavy lifting of transmitting a feeling. Melodies can be sweet, bitter, soaring, driving, poignant, cheerful, rousing, or any human emotion. We can think of melody as a record's heart. E. Lyrics. Lyrics can be thought of as the mind of a record because lyrics express ideas. You may prefer songs with plainly spoken truths, or you may listen for poetic constructs. You may enjoy vivid imagery in your lyrics, or have a fondness for more conceptual writing. F. Rhythm. Rhythm is music's hips. Moving to music is an irresistible urge for most people, It starts when we are toddlers. What kind of rhythm compels you to dance? And finally, G, timbre. Timbre is sound itself, the unique sonic portrait that distinguishes among individual instruments and voices. Thus, we may call timbre the face of a record, because timbre establishes music's identity and its genre. Some prefer the sound of a lush orchestra, others a jazz trio. Some prefer acoustic twang, others a wall of electric guitars. 3. Your listener profile is characterized by its 7 sweet spots, one on each dimension. Think of a sweet spot as a Goldilocks zone of resonance. It arises from a sense that on this dimension, this record is just right for you. We seek out different kinds of rewards from music listening. The record you choose at any given moment most likely matches your sweet spot on one or more of the 7 dimensions. Our musical sweet spots exert a powerful gravitational pull on our thoughts and feelings, leading to a greater release of pleasurable neurotransmitters. 4. The music you love best can activate your default network, a neural system in the brain that is activated whenever we daydream and think creatively. The default network is part of our sense of self, our self-identity and self-awareness. Listening to music you love activates your default network, which means that music can serve as a personal guide to those private places in your mind where only you can go. Getting more familiar with your listener profile helps you dive deeper into your own desires, your fantasies, and creativity. Those mental places where you can try on other identities to discover the music of you. A journey into your listener profile is a journey in self-discovery. 5. Falling in love with a record is like falling in love with a person. Instant physical attraction that can be hard to explain to others. Sure, you acknowledge that not everyone loves your playlist as much as you do. They may even wonder what you hear in the songs that are dearest to you. But no one should ever be a music snob nor a music wallflower. Everyone's taste is valid. This is what it sounds like hopes to answer questions about your musical loves that you didn't think to ask. Getting better acquainted with the music you love will deepen your relationship with music and even with yourself. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Susan. That was 5 big ideas from This Is What It Sounds Like, What the Music You Love Says About You by Susan Rogers and Ogie Ogus. For more insights, check out 2 Beats Ahead, What Musical Minds Teach Us About Innovation. I'm Rufus Griscom. Have a rockin' day.